Beechnut presents Red David. This popular network feature comes to you by electrical transcription in order that you may hear it over this station. It's the easiest thing in the world to state the reason for the popularity of Beechnut fruit drops. One simple word sums it up. That word is flavor. Fruit drops are thoroughly enjoyable and preferred by people everywhere because they are not too sweet. Take your choice of the orange, lemon, or lime, three outstanding favorites. Or if you like variety, try the new package of Beechnut Assorted Drops. Each package contains eight different flavors, and every one of them is most refreshing. We are confident you will find a great deal of pleasure in each package of Beechnut candies. Red having won a set of golf clubs, it is up to him to play. So here he is, bright and early, setting out for the Oak Park Club with Clink.
Hey, Clink, not a bad batch of sticks at that, eh?
Oh, why did you have to go and win them? I craved them myself.
Well, it seemed natural for me, a golfer, to win them.
A golfer? You mean a goofer.
I mean a golfer. The pro says I have a natural swing.
Yeah, but you stand too near the ball.
Well, when I get to be a top-notcher, you...
You must write to me from time to time.
Oh, gee, the life of a golf champ must be pretty soft at that, you know?
Yep. You lie in bed, and after a while you get up and have a big breakfast, and you mosey out to the first tee, and you sock one straight down the fairway. And everybody says, gee.
I know. Gee, I think I'll go in for it, Clink. I'm surprised I never thought of it before now.
I'm not. I've seen your game.
From now on, I give every spare minute to golf.
Oh, boy. Look at that blue car turning up the road.
Oh, hey, Clink, did you see that kid run out on the road? To avoid hitting her, the bird ditched his car.
Zowie, she nearly kissed that telegraph pole.
She's turned over. I wonder if anybody's hurt.
Oh, come on, let's see. Come on, step on it, will you?
Hey, I never saw a bad accident. Did you?
Oh, look, somebody's climbing out.
Yes.
It's a man, see?
Hey, are you hurt, mister?
No, but the car is.
Gee, we thought you were dead.
Thought to myself. The poor old bus is a mess, but I'm okay.
Oh, boy, you ought to thank your lucky stars.
I sure do.
I tell you what you do, mister. Come on over to the club with us, and we'll call Tucker and Murray's garage, and they'll come over with a wrecking car, see?
Swell. Is that the club over there?
Yeah, Oak Park Country Club. We were just going to shoot around.
Were you? Say, I've got some clubs back in the car. If I can get them, I'll have them out and go around with you.
Okay. Only you'd better not try to play so soon after that smash-up. Don't you feel sort of shaky or anything?
No, I'm all right. I'll go get the bag.
Playing golf after turning turtle. Hey, Clink, he must be a nut. Besides, we don't want him crabbing our game, do we?
Oh, he may not be so bad.
But just when I want to get in some serious practice, he has to horn in.
Oh, he won't last. He'll be all in before the 10th hole.
Well, man.
Gosh, if I'd skidded like that, I'd be thunk before I started.
You think he'd rather rest up in the clubhouse and take it easy? Look out.
Yeah.
Here I am, boys. From the looks of the car, it will take plenty of time to fix her up.
Yeah, I should say it'd take about a year.
That's a nice set of clubs you've got there. Uh-huh. Play much golf?
No, not much, but I'm going to. I'm serious about this game, mister. I am for a fact.
Well, I am myself for a fact.
Well, you've got quite a collection of clubs yourself, haven't you?
Yes, I threw everything but a pair of andirons in this bag.
Well, here we are at the club. I'll sign you up. What's your name?
Smith. O.D. Smith.
O.D. Smith. All right. Well, the phone's over there, Mr. Smith. The garage number is 726 Main. Well, you needn't bother to say Main.
Thanks a lot. I'll see you on the first tee.
All right, the locker room's right through that door. Oh, Alex.
Yeah, sir?
Fix up Mr. Smith with the locker, will you?
Yes, please, sir.
All right.
Hold on. You're not playing a match, are you?
Oh, don't make us laugh.
No, we're just going out for a little light practice.
Fine, then I'll join you in a minute.
All right, the phone's over there by the desk, Mr. Smith.
I'll find it. Much obliged.
Hey, Clink.
Hmm?
It's a funny thing, but I've seen him somewheres before.
He's a big bruiser, isn't he?
Yeah, but that face, now. Hey, I wonder if he could be a gangster, a racketeer.
That name Smith, too. Sounds kind of phony.
Smith.
O.D. Smith.
Yeah.
I suppose OD stands for Officer of the Day or Olive Drab or something.
Yeah, hey, Clink, you're right. There is something phony about this whole business. What's a guy with a car like that doing in Oak Park anyway?
Yeah, looked like one of those million-dollar foreign crepe de chine.
I bet it set him back plenty to get it fixed.
Hey, listen, let's keep our eye on him. Maybe we can get something on him, huh?
Sure. Hey, Clink.
Yeah?
Maybe he's public enemy number one.
Shh, here he comes.
All right.
I don't see any caddies around.
No, it's pretty late in the season, and,
By the way, what did you say your names are?
My name's Brown.
Yeah, and mine is Jones.
Well, that gives us all easy names to remember.
Yeah.
Jones, Brown, and Smith.
Yeah. Now then, Mr. Smith, you take the honor.
Not a bit of it. You fellas go first. I want to limber up a little. I'm stiff from driving.
Well, if you insist.
I certainly do insist.
As a matter of fact, I was just telling Clink here, Mr. Jones here, that I'm thinking of going into this golf business pretty darn seriously.
What do you mean by this golf business?
Why, professional golf, you know, getting to be a top-notcher, winning the American Open and perhaps the British.
Oh, you're going to do that, are you?
Well, of course I can't say, but it sounds like a neat life to me. Nothing to do but loaf around and play golf all day and...
Yeah, that does sound like pretty much of a cinch.
You know, getting paid for exhibition matches, having yourself a swell time.
Mm-hmm. I should think a golf champ would be kept pretty busy.
Doing what?
Oh, I don't know. There would have to be lots of practice, wouldn't there?
Well...
He might have to play lots of times, and he'd rather be shot at sunrise. Besides teaching fat ladies to hit little white balls.
Go on. He has the snap of the world. I tell you, I know what I'm talking about. I know a man who knows a man who knows Olin Dutra, you know, the Open champion?
Is that right?
Yeah, knows him well. Calls him Ole and things.
And what does he say?
Why, what is he? Well, he says Dutra says winning the Open was a cinch.
Did he say that?
Yeah, sure. And after it was over, he says Dutra stepped out to a party and stayed up all night and had breakfast next afternoon.
Well, good for him. I already played the last 36 holes feeling so punk. He had to be half-carried around the course.
Oh, no, that's not a fact. I know that was in the papers, but it's a lot of hooey.
Oh, it was, eh?
Yeah, publicity stunt, you know?
Hey,
yeah.
How about getting off the tee, bro?
Okay, but first let me take a couple of practice swings. Boy, did you see that? If the little old ball had only been there that time. You know, Mr. Smith, I believe I could hit a quinine pill in the preliminary waggle, but when the real ball's there, I sort of stiffen up. Well, here goes.
Not so hot.
Oh, I pulled it, yeah.
Now... What's the professor? You see that silver stream trickling across the fairway out there, Mr. Smith? There's beauty for you. Now, watch my ball drop about 50 yards over it.
Ah, you topped it.
Yeah, right into that old ditch that runs across the fairway.
He said it was silver and beautiful, didn't he, Mr. Smith? Now, you show us.
Thanks.
Holy cat! Did you see that ball, Clink?
It must have gone a mile.
And as straight as a die, straighter.
Say, excuse me, Mr. Smith, but do you always whack them like that?
No, only after an accident.
Oh.
But it cleared the hill.
Yeah, and that's over 200 yards.
Say, do you think you could do that again? No, I guess not.
I'm not sure. It might have been a fluke.
Yeah, I never saw a shot like that. Would you? I mean, do you mind driving another one, huh?
Certainly not.
Jumping giraffes, it went further.
Say, how do you do it, mister? Huh?
Well, before the days of Babe Ruth, there was a great batsman by the name of Ed Delahanty. And his brother asked him how he did it.
Yeah?
Ed said, kid, he grabs a bat and he steps up to the plate and he hits the ball in the nose. It's the same way in golf.
Yeah, but I mean, do you always play like that?
Well, I try mighty hard.
Say, do you know, you're good.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. That's darn nice of you to say that, Mr. Brown.
Well, I tell you, my name's not Brown. It's Red Davis, see? And this is Clink Doherty. Is your name really Smith?
No. As a matter of fact, it isn't.
Well, would you mind telling us your name?
Sure. My name's Dutra.
Hold me, Clink. I'm passing out.
Oh, you're kidding some people.
If you think so, here's my auto license.
Let's see.
Oh. I'm going to need it, by the way.
Yes, sir. Olin Dutra.
Yeah, you mean... Say, Mr. Dutra, you must have thought I was a sap talking that way. Gee.
Why, of course not. I enjoyed it.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes, Red. You know a man who knows a man who knows a man.
Oh, shut up, Clink. Oh, gee, Mr. Dutra, this is certainly giving me some surprise, all right. Oh, gosh.
Well, I hope it won't spoil your game.
Oh, that's impossible.
Meeting you here today is like fate or something, Mr. Dutra. I mean, meeting you just as I decide to make golf my life's work.
Oh, yes, so you said.
I no sooner to make up my mind to have a career in the golfing world than what do I do?
You hook.
Ah, shut up, you ping-pong player. I meet the Open champ. I meet you, Mr. Dutra.
I'd like to shake hands with you.
Why, of course, Red.
Gee, Mr. Dutra, you don't want to play around with a couple of dubs like us.
I sure do. Maybe I can give you a few pointers to spruce up your game.
Would you do that?
Certainly I will. Now then, Davis, tee up again.
Oh, you bet.
Tee it as high as you like.
Gosh, Mr. Dutra, I'm shaking so I don't think I can hit a balloon.
You couldn't anyway.
I'll go away.
Grip your club this way. Finger overlapping.
Finger overlapping.
Like this.
Oh, yeah.
Then stand like this.
Gee, it seems as though this whole thing was foreordained. As though...
Take a swat at the ball and stop yapping.
Yeah.
Come back slowly.
Come back.
And then follow through. Like this.
Oh, gee, Mr. Dutra, I'll never forget this day as long as I live.
Oh, get going places, will you? I want to be told things, too.
Oh, okay. Like
get,
this?
Get easy on your feet.
Yeah?
Relax.
Yeah.
Now then.
Gee, it did go further. Look at it.
You'll never hit another as good.
Hey, do you think I'll ever be able to go as far as you did, Mr. Dutra?
Oh, don't ask fool questions.
You will if you stick with it.
Yeah?
You'll have to practice, and then practice some more. And remember, swinging easy doesn't.
Swinging easy.
Huh? Out of my way, little shot, till I stock one.
Now you, Doherty.
Yeah?
You're stiff as a poker. Stand like this.
Uh-huh.
Easy.
If Linda could only see you now.
Ah, pipe down, will you, while I nail a few. Now, watch this and burst out crying.
It went 2 yards.
Oh, you dumb cluck. If you only kept your face still, I would have...
Don't blame me. Blame the ball. It's too small.
Take it in your stride, Flink. Nobody hits the ball right every time. There's plenty more shots in the bag.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Remember, this is a game.
Uh-huh.
You play it for all you're worth, but don't let it get you goat. After all, it is a game.
Yeah, but it makes me sore dribbling it off the tee that way.
What of it? Take another.
Oh, I think I got the idea this time.
Pull in your ears, Clink. It might help.
Oh, curl up and die, can't you?
Now then.
Yeah?
Take your stand.
Uh-huh.
Grip your club like this.
Uh-huh.
Back slowly.
Uh-huh.
And follow through. Watch me.
Oh, okay, Mr. Dutra, I get you.
Hey, Clink, that's a peach. Good work.
Yep, it certainly was.
Well, if you're going to get so cocky about it, I take it back. Here's Alex. I wonder what he wants.
Excuse me, are you the gentleman whose car done been smashed up to smithereens?
I'm afraid I am.
Well, the garage man phoned to say it takes several days to repair it, I guess, he says.
He does he?
Yeah, sir.
That's nice.
Yeah,
well, nothing to do put up at a hotel, I suppose. There is one in town, I take it.
Yeah, Mr. Dutra, that's the Oak Park Hotel. Only, would you mind coming and staying at my house instead?
No, I couldn't do that thing.
Why?
I'll just take my things over to the hotel.
Oh, Mr. Dutra, don't do that. Please come to our house. This is Thanksgiving week.
Well, but won't your family object to you bringing in a stranger?
Object to bringing in you? Oh, you don't know my father, Mr. Dutra. He's a golfing fool. He says so himself.
Well, if you really think it would be all right.
Oh, yes, sir, you bet it will. You come along with me.
Oh, I was going to ask you to come to my house, only he talked faster, the big palooka.
Well, I tell you, Clink, I tell you what you do.
Yeah?
You drop around sometime, see, to see Mr. Dutra and us. We'll be tickled to death to have you.
So Red goes home with Olin Dutra, Oakland golf champion of these United States. And is he treading on air? All over the land this week, Beechnut Coffee is adding to the holiday spirit in thousands of homes. We would like to suggest to every family that Beechnut is an ideal coffee to serve with your Thanksgiving dinner. It has a certain distinctive flavor that adds to your enjoyment. Beechnut Coffee owes this flavor to the use of certain rare mountain-grown varieties of coffee beans, the finest flavored coffees in the world. And we only add, you can't make good coffee unless you use good coffee. Red Davis returns at this same hour next Wednesday night, and Olin Dutra will be with us again in person. Your announcer is Nelson Case.